J-A-N Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, many folks were celebrating the holiday yesterday. Some were playing baseball and softball. Let's take a look at the high school baseball results from yesterday. From the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central downing Atlantic 6-2. Bodie Johnson helped lead Atlantic's offense with a triple and a couple knocked in. Kale Malskeet of Lewis Central had a big night on the mound with 16 strikeouts. Also, St. Albert beat Harlan 10-1. Kemper Catholic downing Denison by a final of 7-0. Creston over Shenandoah 7-4. Also around the area in the action that was out of conference last night, Braden Lund with a couple of doubles and two knocked in, helping AHSTW to a 6-4 win over Sydney. IKM Manning defeated Griswold 21-2. It was Woodward Granger downing Cam 5-3. West Harrison topping Audubon 17-5. ACGC beat Glidden Ralston 10-2. Logan Magnolia over Stanton 5-1. Also, Bedford beat East Mills in eight innings by a final of 4-3. Van Meter topping Trainer 13-0. Lennox over Orient Maxburg 7-2. Coon Rapids Bayard 10-1 winners over South Central Calhoun, and East Sac County, a 4-3 winner over Arweva. That game took nine innings yesterday. Well, the weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings out yesterday have Pleasant Valley on top in Class 4A this week, with Ankeny number 2, Johnston 3, West Des Moines Dowling, and Sioux City East are 4-5. The second half of the top 10, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Dubuque Hempstead, Norwalk, Ottumwa, and Iowa City High. Class 3A top 10 this week is headed up by Marion, Grinnell, Gilbert, Solon, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, the top five, with Walnut Catholic, Assumption, Webster City, Fort Madison, and Boone rounding out the top 10. In Class 2A, Roland Story is top ranked, with Van Meter number 2, Panorama at number 3, Mid Prairie is 4, and Des Moines Christian number 5. Underwood is in at number 6 this week, with Esterville Lincoln Central, Jessup, Dyke, New Hartford, and Beckman Catholic rounding out this week's top 10. And in Class 1A, Newman Catholic is top rated, with North Lynn number 2, Remsen St. Mary's 3, St. Albert is in at number 4 this week, and Kingsley Pearson is number 5. Don Bosco and New London are 6-7, with Coon Rapids Bayard ranked 8th, Cam at number 9 this week, and Tri-Center at number 10 in this week's poll. Just a short handful of softball games around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was St. Albert defeating Harlan 7-4, Kemper Catholic over Denison Sleswig by a 9-2 final. Also last night, in a battle of Council Bluffs schools, Lewis Central defeated Thomas Jefferson 12-0 in girls high school softball. Well, girls softball postseason action will get underway tonight in the smallest of the three classes, the three smallest classes. Classes 1A, 2A, and 3A will all begin the tournament trail this evening. Class 3A Region 2 in quarterfinal action tonight, Red Oak will play at Atlantic. Also, it'll be Okoboji at Bishop Heelan Catholic, OABCIG at Cherokee, and Unity Christian at MOC Floyd Valley in Region 2 games. Also in Class 3A and Region 3 quarterfinals tonight, Centerville's at Albia, Shenandoah plays at Clark, Des Moines Christian is at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, while Clarinda will play at Sheraton this evening. In Class 2A action tonight in Region 2 first round play, Missouri Valley will play at Trainer. Lawton Bronson will play at Maple Valley tonight. Also in Class 2A action in Region 3 first round play, West Central Valley is at Nottoway Valley, while IKM Manning will play at ACGC tonight. Class 1A action has first round play tonight in Region 2. Glidden Ralston is at Bishop Garrigan. Arweva plays at West Bend Mallard. Boyer Valley will play at Audubon. Coon Rapids Bayard is at Woodbine, while West Harrison is at Logan Magnolia this evening. In Class 1A Region 3 first-round play, Seymour is at Moravia. Moulton Udell is at Twin Cedars. Fremont Mills plays at Melcher Dallas, and our Mormon Trail will play at Melcher Dallas, and Fremont Mills will play at Sydney in action tonight. And also tonight, Class 1A Region 4 first-round games include Essex at Southwest Valley, Murray at East Union, Stanton playing at Orient Maxburg, East Mills at St. Albert, and Cam on the road at Riverside tonight. Most of those games getting underway at 7 o'clock this evening, with just a couple of exceptions. That tournament play starting tonight, continuing here down the street. At Major League Baseball action, the Cardinals were winners last night as they scored all five of their runs in the late stages of the game to post a 5-3 win over the San Francisco Giants. Nolan Arenado with a couple of hits and a run knocked in. Tommy Edman Also scored twice, and Matt Carpenter drove in a couple for the Cardinals last night as they improved to 42-44 on the season. Royals came up a loser again last night, as the Cincinnati Reds picked up a 6-2 win over the Royals last night, as Cincinnati rallied late to pick up that victory. Carlos Santana and Jorge Soler each had an RBI last night to help lead the way for Kansas City. Also in the baseball action, the Marlins beat the Dodgers 5-4, Pirates over the Braves 11-1, the Mets beat the Brewers 4-2, Rays over the Indians 9-8, Twins over the White Sox 8-5, Phillies beat the Cubs 13-3, Tigers over the Rangers 7-3, the Red Sox 5-4 over the Angels, and the Nationals a 7-5 winner over the Padres. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones picked up a couple of football commitments over the last few days as tight end Andrew Keller committed over the weekend to the Cyclones. He's a tight end from Wisconsin who chose the Cyclones over various other offers, including Texas, West Virginia, Iowa, and Indiana. Keller is a 6'6", 210-pounder. Iowa State also got another commitment here in the last couple of days as edge rusher Ikenna Izogu of Blue Springs, Missouri, committed to the Cyclones. He's a 6'6", 215-pounder that chose Iowa State over other Power 5 offers. He also took visits to Illinois and Arizona State and ended up choosing the Cyclones, as he is also the 12th known commitment now in the recruiting class for Iowa State. And the Stanley Cup Finals last night, Montreal a winner in overtime over Tampa Bay 3-2, as Josh Anderson scored the winning goal at 3:57 into overtime on an assist by Cole Caulfield to keep the series alive. Tampa Bay still has a 3-1 lead in that series as Game 5 comes up now in Tampa. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.